Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to supporting you through this world's crazy extremes while making the most confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, an associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. Today's episode is for the week beginning March 17th, where we can welcome Aries season. Maybe you're ready for a bit more energy. I know I am. Though it's not straightforward, with a couple of interesting conjunctions still happening in Pisces, it's like a lagging kind of switchover, but more about that in the episode. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar charting method. This points to the base situations going on and is the most relevant. However, if you know your birth time, this can get much more layered and much more personal with a specific natal chart analysis. Readings will be reopening later this week, just in time for the intense eclipse mayhem to begin. I'll include the links below to sign up for a reading. There are a few different types, so be sure to read the descriptions to get the right kind of reading for you. And rolling out this week also, exclusive bonus content on Spotify directly. So if you don't know how to use Patreon or any of my other membership subscription platforms, you can access all those cool, unique episodes right here. This week opens with a conjunction in Pisces. A recap of what a conjunction means. It's just two planets in the same degree of the same sign, and they're not close. All of the orbits have their own pathway, and you know, one planet can be so much farther away from the sun, for example, like Neptune and Pluto, and then there are planets that are closer, such as Mercury. All of the orbits have their own pathway. It's just in a conjunction, they both happen to be hanging out in the same place at the same time. It's the equivalent of you waking up at 10:30 a.m. and eating a banana, and me waking up at 10:30 a.m. and eating a banana, doing the same thing at the same time, but kind of in our respective locations. The two planets involved in this conjunction are the Sun and Neptune. And Neptune has been slowly moving through Pisces for years and years, since February 2012. And the Sun moves through Pisces annually. The Sun has joined Neptune once a year since 2011. This is the penultimate meeting for the two, with the final meetup being next year, early March, which is similar to Mercury's conjunction to Neptune that we had not so long ago. This being the Sun is much more prominent. So whatever this chapter has pertained to is almost over. It's almost done, concluded, finito. This particular check-in point of this cycle on the 17th is about justice and rightness. It's the handling of a difficult situation and keeping a positive, level head during a time of correction or crisis. So naturally, this may come with a crisis point on Sunday. It's like how a lifeguard stays vigilant and composed while rescuing swimmers in distress during some crazy riptide. And you must avoid at all costs the feeling of hopelessness and defeat. That is not the point of this. Don't give into the despair of a problem that's been happening and repeating over and over. The physical possibilities include heightened sensitivity to food, drink, and substances. So I'm just going to go out and say, don't eat anything new on Sunday. Allergies can be wild. Allergies to seafood, allergies in general. There's also a finger pointing at a vitamin D deficiency, so you'll want to confirm that with a blood test before attempting to rectify anything. Under the Sun conjunct Neptune, there is also increased sleepiness. This is another potential where you're just not likely to be very driven with ambition and might decide to withdraw from the world for a while. With the benefit of enhanced intuition, there's the ability to relate to yourself more deeply. And if you're receptive to this, you could have some personal realizations, which is nice, but not completely straightforward. It's like momentarily life becomes unclear under these new epiphanies that you have. You thought things were one way, only to discover that they are another, and it kind of gets shaken up. Not in a drastic or shocking way, but in a very disoriented, spun around 52 times kind of way. So making decisions based on whatever insights come up to you on Sunday need to be put off. Things may be more difficult to understand rationally and logically straight away. This is something that needs around 3 to 5 days to brew, to kind of reorient. A related side effect of this conjunction is that the more occult and spiritual activities can become more understandable and maybe even more helpful. Messages hidden behind the appearances of the everyday world come forth more through things like repeating numbers, especially the number 27. If that number 27 shows up for you today, take notice. This number means trust new wisdom that comes your way. As always, this transit does have a challenging side, over-identifying with others and losing your own personality, over-assisting others and putting yourself last, or overwhelm that makes you want to flee the everyday universe, to dive into escapism, to drink, to eat, to somehow evade reality through external things, could all show up with the above-mentioned sensitivity. And it could also be that you are more sensitive to the foods, the substances, and the things that you reach for. So please keep that in mind. If you feel the need to withdraw from life and general routine or any confrontation, choose the spiritual path, choose music, choose nature where possible. On Tuesday, Wednesday, depending on where in the world you are, the sun enters Aries. In general, this season seems to suggest a sudden healthy mentality switch into doing what's right for you and no longer waiting for others to act right or for them to understand you better. It's about trusting the process and letting others go down the wrong path or letting them destroy themselves without you being taken down with them. It's also the ability to be firm, to stand your ground. And there's a full Aries season episode as an exclusive bonus show looking at the detailed meaning of the entirety of Aries season as a whole, and for each individual sign, including pivotal dates. This is available to subscribers on Spotify, Apple, and Patreon. Thursday, the 21st of March, the Sun in Aries will sextile Pluto in Aquarius. There's not been much continued talk of Pluto in Aquarius, despite its impact on things like crypto, collective group interests, and much more. But this aspect shows up to remind us that Pluto still has changed signs. Things are still very different right now. And it shows us that new efforts that you make will land better. Things may start going right. There may be a little more satisfaction, a little less resistance, and a general universal offering of more harmony, which can align with a period of overcoming challenges that have been more difficult than ever, conquering something that has been really intense over the last year. This very same day, Venus conjuncts Saturn in Pisces. The keyword of the degree of this conjunction is structuring, which is cool because Saturn, as a planet, loves structuring. Venus, not so much. Venus symbolizes pleasure, indulgence, but in general, it symbolizes value. So it could be seeing the value in structure. At worst case scenario, maybe begrudgingly seeing the value in structure. It could be compensation and pleasure and material returns that come from structure that you've put in place, something you've stuck to, something you've disciplined yourself through. This is a bit of a boring alert, but outside of being born into stability, being handed it, you actually can work to achieve it. That is possible. It's the only option for those who haven't come up on luck, privilege, or similar. And that's really what this aspect is about, establishing the correct framework through which achievement can develop in your specific existence. Maintain control, do the orderly thing, even though there's plenty ahead that's entirely unclear. Stick to structure. On Friday, Mars enters Pisces. This is a bigger news kind of transit because it only happens every 2 years. So the last Mars in Pisces transit was April 15th until May 24th of the year 2022. A specific Mars in Pisces transit episode is being released on Thursday for those subscribed for the bonus content. But just taking a look at the current events back then, back in April to May 2022, they included things like the return of festivals after a 2-year hiatus thanks to the pandemic. It was a time when enforcing wearing masks on public transport was deemed unlawful. It was a time when US inflation hit 8.5%, which was the highest since 1981, driven by a rise in gas prices, rent and food. And I actually looked up the current inflation percentage, which is said to be around 3.15% for reference. I'm sure you've had some experience of increase somewhere in your expenses. And, you know, there's a wonder if this Mars in Pisces transit is going to be a high inflation point again, mimicking that back in 2022. Side note, I'm really excited for Jupiter to leave Taurus, because I think that's when we will see food prices calm the heck down. Taurus is the sign of food, it's the sign of currency, and Jupiter expands whatever it touches. So Jupiter in Taurus is an expansion of food and currency. So I'm hypothesizing a change in prices for food specifically when Jupiter finally leaves that sign. But back to Mars through Pisces events, April to May 2022. Other things I had read that happened were Netflix losing 200,000 customers. There was the first airport for drones and flying cars in Coventry, UK. I had no idea about this until I researched what was actually going on during that transit time. That particular one blew my mind. April to May 2022 also saw the World Bank warn that the war in Ukraine will cause the largest commodity shock since the 70s, with large economic and humanitarian effects. During that time, we also saw Twitter sold to Elon Musk. And around April 26th, during that time, the US was declared as out of the pandemic phase. Into May 2022, Thai government announced it will give away 1 million cannabis plants to households to mark a new rule allowing people to grow at home. The same transit month, Apple ended its production of the iPod music player after 21 years. New York City removed its last public payphone in Midtown Manhattan. So, reflecting over all of that, could we expect changes in war dynamics? Maybe. New directions in social media? Possibly. The extinction of things in our society that were once very important, valuable, or well-liked, such as the iPod or payphones? I imagine so. And could we expect changes with inflation? Absolutely. Individually, for you, the Mars through Pisces transit could mean an unsettled environment in general. It could mean inflammation of the organs, a hectic life with less time to chill, medical surgeries and treatment. It could bring some very spiritual sexual energy that comes with some blurredness and uncertainty. With that in mind, be more aware of who you are connecting with on that very personal level. Also, intimate dreams may be wild, and unconscious motivations come to the surface. You could find drives that have been suppressed bubble over, and now you can't contain them. These drives will demonstrate very clearly what is going on in your personal life. And finally, relationships with women, regardless of your own gender, could become a little stormy. For every individual sign, this Mars transit through Pisces means something different. Each horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. For Aries, you could be feeling more energetic, more forward, more on cloud nine, and this is great for you doing whatever you want to do, especially things of enjoyment. It's only a challenge when interacting with others, as you tend to see the positive in everything, you give empathy where it's due, and being your most understanding self is great, but this may also stretch to giving too much slack to people who maybe don't deserve it. Although this week there is a justice served moment, and it seems like everything balances out in the end. When it ticks over into your season, Aries season, this is very, very go big energy. There is no go home option to this. You are center stage. The spotlight is on you. And being the first fire sign on the wheel, you may feel comfortable leading the way, whether that's in planning birthday celebrations or just other fun activities. And planning is a big theme. The new year, it's your new year, is very ritualistic and spiritual for you because it really is the evolutionary step up a level up. And kind of while some signs just float through their birthday season, for Aries, it's usually punctuated by going down a really, really fresh new path. You become more and more independent each year, and also more self-centered, which doesn't have to be a bad thing. The sign of the individual, Aries, means you really do need to focus on yourself, and over-compromising too much is actually what could land you in trouble. This week and onwards, you'll continue to pursue life without asking for permission or for help. Towards the weekend, your big plans for something start getting put together, or they start getting shared with others. And this may be your plans in a work area, or plans in travel, or just a change of life direction. And letting others know seems quite formal. So maybe you're handing in a notice, or maybe you're informing others of what you're doing, not for their permission, but just to share because it's the right thing to do. This may also be formally applying for something new, or a formal meeting. It's all very official feeling. This time of year, you'll get treats, or you'll treat yourself. Be sure to clear space for all of this new accrued stuff. Maybe follow the rule that if you haven't used something in the last 9 months, it's time for it to be sold or donated. And the end of the week when Mars enters Pisces, this is very contradictory energetically, because Pisces is your 12th house. So while the sun is in your sign giving you energy, the 12th house of the solar chart is very reflective. So it seems as though this new year, this birthday, new season is more emotional than recent ones. You'll want to protect your energy, so avoid spending time with people who are draining and such. If you do socialize, make sure you spend equal time in your own company to kind of decompress from that. At this time, your dreams may become way more prominent, way more wild and out there. This may even indicate some trouble sleeping. So using sleepy time teas or whatever your chosen go-to sleep rituals or aids are, they might be needed more now. Give yourself plenty of time to rest, replenish, recover in between all of the high activity stuff. It's like you'll be going from one extreme to the other, super, super outgoing to super, super recluse. But it's all in the name of balance. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Libra. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your life path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Capricorn, and that horoscope will let you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology. This is based on birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your ascendant, then plug your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Taurus, people that you've been depending on become less dependable, sadly to say. And this is a gift and a curse. It's obviously painful because there's difficulty in detaching from people that you may have thought were good for you, were helpful for you. But the gift is in developing your life in a way to fully depend on yourself, which is extremely valuable. And anyone who becomes undependable in this time, they get this kind of karma or justice situation based on how they have behaved towards you lately. So just let karma take its course. Aries season is a low ebb. There's no sugarcoating this. It's the season before yours. So imagine it as the darkness before the light. So old issues come up, which is great for therapy or dealing with purging emotional stuff that you don't want following you into this fresh new year chapter when your season and birthday comes next month. This is a good time to get rid of all kinds of baggage, mental, emotional, and physically clearing stuff out too. It feels like there's always something you can get rid of right now, which is draining in one respect, but the lightness and relief once you do get rid of that stuff is well worth it. You could even adopt a new belief system during this time, which means getting rid of or relinquishing like this old way of looking at life. Overall, you may become more sensitive in your appearance, in your spending, in your life in general. It's just sensitivity is at an all-time high. Emotions are high. Intuition is high. And an increase in compassion is initially nice, but don't get sidetracked helping others more than you're helping yourself. You might find yourself connecting more with people older than you during this time than those that are your age or younger. And for some Taurus, a change of residence is pending. With this may come some practical, legal, or paperwork matters that need immediate attention. This weekend's Mars into Pisces transition is about putting action into your dreams and hopes. Enthusiasm comes easier with ideas and plans that are more unusual, progressive, or strange. This is a good time for working in a group, specifically a group that holds the same beliefs as you do. This is working towards a common goal. Group collaboration may be the only way you can accomplish what you desire now, as it's that kind of power in numbers energy that supports you, given all the other sensitivity that you've got going on. It's like you draw your energy from others. So yeah, of course, it's important to be absolutely picky as heck in choosing who you connect and link up with, who you are drawing that energy from. You don't want to draw just any type of collaborative sensations and feelings and drive. Make sure it's exactly resemblant of what you want to feel. Choose to connect with people who literally make you feel good. And to get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. It's the sign Earth was in when you were born, and your Earth sign is Scorpio. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your life path gets confirmed. Your soul sign is Aquarius, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And then the most event-aligned reading is for that of your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, which is based on the birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Gemini, there's a bigger, more intense connection between you and relatives or siblings or just the people who feel like family. It's showing up as this situation where you rely on them heavily or they rely on you more than usual. This might be calling in a favor or returning a favor, and there's some justice to it. This really is the idea of someone owing someone big time. With Aries season beginning this week, you want to focus on the future. It's very fun to talk plans with friends. It's fun to just hang out with friends full stop. And if any of the connections you have feel too limiting or too heavy or too negative, or like they tie you down as opposed to lifting you up, then you might want to keep distance from those people. Because this is about being really picky with who is good for you and who is not, and then spending your social time accordingly. This means steering clear of emotional crazy drama and choosing connections that are positive and uplifting. You want to be talking about aspirations and goals, not gossip. And this is just a general sign that communication becomes much more important and serious to you now. As the week flows through, you could find yourself maybe paying down a debt. And if it's the earlier mentioned favor owed, you might be clear or settling that balance. But this does also include potential financial things too. This could mean you don't stay out as long, or you aren't as outgoing. You might call it a night earlier than others, and that's definitely good for funds. People might see you as more reclusive because of your change in habits, but those who know you know that you're just taking it easy and they're fine with that. Nobody who matters to you is going to be offended. The end of the week, Mars switches signs, giving you a weird combination of being driven in your professional space, but also being unsure of which step to take first. You might feel like there's always more that you could do, that you should be doing, even if your energy is low, but kind of overall, this is an increased focus on your long-term goals. And you might get some recognition now, a few people telling you that you're doing well, which really serves to push you during those moments that you feel like giving up. So let your friends tell you how great you are, because it's true. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's a sign opposite yours on the wheel and was where earth was when you were born. It lets you know about the material earthly happenings this week, and your earth sign is Sagittarius. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before your birth. This is said to be when your life path gets confirmed. Your soul sign is Pisces, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading of them all is your rising sign. It's known as the ascendant in astrology, which is based on birth time, and it really lines up with specific events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Cancer, a higher cost for something, maybe health-related, maybe a treatment, maybe travel. It could be replacing an object that you've lost. As long as it's something for you and for your benefit, and you're not spending money or time on ungrateful people this week, then that's great. The justice of this week might be that a health matter is resolved, or a matter of lies and truth is balanced out. And it might not be monumental, like a big scene where something is revealed. It's more like privately, intuitively, you understand or learn of something that is kind of confirming that you don't owe anyone anything except for yourself, and that maybe you've been mistreated, and that you can and should set up some serious boundaries with whomever it is that has been manipulative or has challenged you. And not in a nice, supportive way, but a mean way. Aries season kind of gives you drive to professionally grow and to focus on who you are away from the family or the roots that you came from. It's about you as an individual out in the big, wide world. It's about you on your own two feet. And you'll look closely at how your life is unfolding and where you're going. This is the season to really determine whether or not you're going in the direction that you want to be heading in. This season could see you dealing more with bosses, parents, mentors, or other traditionally elder individuals. Not superior, but also maybe kind of superior. It may even be law enforcement, so do not break the rules this month, because if you do, if you're going to get caught, this is more likely to be the time that that happens. You'll want to be more responsible and mature in every way possible. Your values may be slightly different, which means that your actions need to change to match those values. You might just be changing quite a lot overall right now, and this could be considered a bit of a glow up. The week progresses and relationships with others, or the importance of others in your life, kind of simmers down. It could indicate a moment of loneliness, either through situations that mean you're not getting as much time around people, or there's a longing for more similar types in your life. There's an awareness of being different to those around you. So socially, life could feel a bit stale. But this works to make it so that your circle of friends, while smaller, is more about quality over quantity. When Mars enters Pisces at the weekend, you are absolutely intent on exploring the bigger, wider scale of possibilities. You want and you need to expand your life. And there is so much out there to choose from. It can be momentarily confusing in an exciting way. You'll benefit from learning something really, really foreign to you. Or maybe you'll want to travel. This could be a good time to take a class or go back to school. And you'll feel restless and agitated if you don't start exploring new options or new pathways for yourself. This is also a great time for essays, written work, immigration matters, interviews, publishing, and public speaking. Generally, just making the most of your ability to grow into a new life direction through educating yourself on the path to take in order to get to your goal. To get more from your horoscope this week, listen to the sister sign, aka the Earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign the Earth was in when you were born, and it lets you know about the material earthly happenings. Your Earth sign is Capricorn, and then there is the Soul sign. This is the sign the Sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your life path gets confirmed. Your soul sign is Aries, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading of them all is your rising sign, known as the Ascendant in astrology, which is based on birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your Ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Leo, your physical energy might be lower than usual. You could feel more vulnerable, less confident. Maybe there's something that flutters to the surface to handle in taxes, insurance, commingling, or just something very personal to deal with that makes you momentarily question the direction you're going in. Aries season arrives to pull you out of that slump. It boosts your energy towards making positive, self-satisfying changes, looking towards fresh new experiences that might open you up to seeing and exploring the world in a fun new way, which gives you greater perspective. Because it's the foreign concepts or even foreign people that currently allow you to broaden your horizons. So don't shy away from anything that's quirky, uncommon, and unfamiliar. This season for you is about learning something new, but not through kind of educational processes, but more experiential hands-on adventures. One side effect of this fire season for you, by you being a fire sign as well, is a few lively debates, but they're not showing up as stressful. You're a little more outspoken. You could be more honest, more blunt, and might even find yourself with your foot in your mouth at some point. Try to enjoy healthy, active discussions as a way of mentally exploring new things. It's still a very valid point that your identity is going through a huge change since Pluto entered your opposite sign earlier this year. it's relevant because anything that opposes your sign impacts you from an outside in kind of way. It's external pressures that are molding and shaping you, and learning new ways of seeing things from different people is a positive outcome of that. And I guess that's the concept of foreign mentioned earlier, that's going to help you really discover who you are within this long process. The week moves through and your ambition tends to go up and down. One moment it's there, and then the next you just want to do your own thing, which may interrupt your errands and chores. So keep a to-do list of just duties that you need to do so that you don't slack there. It may also impact your finances because spending frivolously is easy to do. Your attitude towards responsibility is kind of less hot. And because of this, you may feel like you're in a limbo, unsure whether to stay on your current chosen path or just switch it up altogether. The weekend when Mars enters Pisces, you may become painfully aware of a very dissatisfying area in your life. And you'll be headstrong and stubborn towards changing it. Your intuition is a little bit too sensitized, so you could pick up on so many things that people do and they say, reading more into it than they intended. This may turn into a few disputes with a partner, a business partner or a personal partner, or someone you're just very close to. And these disagreements may be to do with joint finances or some kind of joint decision that you need to make. You might want to be the one in control of the situation, but find that anytime you put your foot down, things tend to get more stressful or more intense. So to get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it's where the earth was when you were born. It lets you know what's happening in the material worlds, these earthly happenings this week. And your earth sign is Aquarius. And then there is the soul sign. This is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born, which is said to be when your life path was confirmed. Your soul sign is Taurus. And that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading of them all is for your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology. It's based on birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Virgo, you may have a harder time getting the words out that you want to say, which is quite unusual. Virgo seems to have a knack for conversation. Being ruled by Mercury, there is a skill with words, technology, data, and similar detail-oriented things. But with Mercury in Aries right now, you may say things a little too harshly or intensely, or they just land wrong. However, this tongue-twisting wordsmith skill is good if you use it for getting to the bottom of someone else's lies or contradictions. This is where you find justice. Aries season for you will drive you towards intense improvement. And you could turn this inwards, making it very personal. Don't be overcritical of yourself. By all means, pick two or three things that you'd like to level up in your life. Maybe you want to sleep better. Maybe you want to organize your outgoings. Whatever it may be, you're good to be on the self-development train. And what you do must benefit you first and foremost. This may also include spending more time by yourself or more time reflecting on life. Emotional ups and downs is kind of your transport through this season. So follow the high and low feelings because they really reveal what you might want to work on in order to feel more satisfied. And if you feel like there are a few people against you, then not to be a downer, but your intuition is probably correct. There's maybe one or two people in your environment right now who are ambitious for power over you, or they want your position, or they're just jealous or something like that. You're secure enough to know that what you've worked for cannot be taken away from you. The potential of a new love relationship is there this week. That may be because you're more ready for one, and any connection that does begin now may have more practical elements to it. It's not the whimsical love story, but the more realistic situation of this. You want whatever happens or whatever comes up romantically to work in a healthy way. Your question, does this work? Is this healthy? And passion and romance may be secondary. If you're spending time learning stock trading and investing, or actually doing the investing, then you could get some positive show up there this week too. Your work life may also call for you to travel now, which could actually prove inconvenient, or it may be going somewhere that you don't really want to go. And just any kind of travel might feel like a burden. The weekend when Mars enters Pisces is all about commitment and compromise. Showing up through your personal and business relationships or with projects that you've committed to, there could be this moment of butting heads, but this is in order to drive you to find a third option. not this, not that, but the other. And compromise can arise quite quickly now. If you're single, you might take the desire for a relationship much more seriously. And if you're in a relationship, it might be that it gets generally more intense. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Pisces. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your life path was confirmed. Your soul sign is Gemini, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, and it's based on birth time. And it really lines up with events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Libra, you find more fulfillment when you're kind of working in group situations. You like it when you're hanging out or collaborating with others. But there is a catch. There can be too much social time right now, which kind of acts in the opposite direction and it drains you. So it's a very fine balance this week between social and self time. When the sun enters Aries, this is actually your earth sign, it's your opposite sign, your sister sign. Your focus becomes on other people and your relationships. It's less about you, more about them. So maybe this is why you find yourself doing more for others, giving yourself, foregoing your needs, which is all very sweet. And during Aries season, it might be actually unavoidable, where you almost compulsively self-sacrifice. And this may be a 6 week period that leaves you feeling empty and drained. So with that in mind, make sure you're giving the most to the people who you know are going to give back to you too. It's correct to make sure that effort and energy is reciprocated at some point. So by all means, give of yourself, but make sure it's to those who deserve it and those who you know are going to give back to you too. You do work better in a one-on-one setting right now, and there may be just one specific person that you give yourself the most to this season. A close friend may be going through a period of struggle or some trouble. This could be self-discovery, which is a worthwhile struggle. Or it could be that they're experiencing something quite painful. Maybe this is who you'll be helping the most. Maybe this is who you'll be giving yourself to. It does also point at family obligations. So there's just a lot going on for you, taking care of others. This may also be a hint towards starting the process of moving and changing to a new residence. Any big adjustments will be all of your own effort and energy. You are not likely to get much support right now, financial or otherwise. And if you're looking for things like credit, loans, and that kind of thing, then this is not a favorable week for that. When Mars enters Pisces, close to the weekend, it could feel like suddenly there's a lot to do and you're completely focused on getting every little task done. It is best if you tackle the basics first, or at least the more important and time-relevant things. There's a book called Eat the Frog, which is really, really great for the right situation. It's about getting the hardest thing done first, but that may not be the best case for you right now. It's more so that you need to do things in order of importance or just get the easier things done and out of the way. This busyness may have come about from you taking a lot on electively, and initially it feels scattered, but it's satisfying in the busyness because if you didn't have important things to do, you would instead feel anxious and idle. Issues at work with co-workers, getting into disagreements with them, or experiencing a workplace injury is possible. If all of that is too much and the time is right, then you might want to look for a new job. Something that improves your lifestyle and doesn't add to any existing health issues. Just something that's all around more satisfying. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel. It's the sign earth was in when you were born, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Aries. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your life path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Cancer. And that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scene. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign, which is known as the ascendant in astrology. It's based on your birth time and it really aligns with events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Scorpio, you may find yourself doing a lot more and not really getting any credit for it. Your creativity, imagination, and efforts are high, but it may be that only you see the wonders and beauty of your potentials and offerings. Being your own biggest fan is probably the most valid right now, so go by the way of celebrating yourself. This season is not the time for fun and play. You feel happy being focused, paying attention to details, being organized, being driven. It feels more pleasant to be ambitious now. Focus on the smaller projects and the finer details. This is a good time for mapping out the step-by-step process to the greater goal, instead of just focusing on that greater goal itself. It's likely that you already have a wide scope of where you're heading now. So the organization of particular stages to get to your objectives is where your head should be. Make improvements to your routine as well as your health during this Aries season by being the most coordinated you can be. With all that said, you won't do well collaboratively. You're better at working by yourself, where you can really be your own perfectionist at this time. There's also points at dealing with animals or maybe getting a pet. If not an animal, some other important obligation within your family shows up. There is this air of formality in the associations with relatives or with people in your kind of local environment, maybe your neighbours. It's very, very formal. It's overly polite, which may be based on this true understanding of how very different you all are. There could also be the cooling of romance in favour of handling practical issues. But you may not like this, and you might actually work harder to bring back the spark in areas of love. This increases the feeling of flirtiness, so if you're single, this could be the chance to date someone new. And if you're attached, it could be that you focus on reigniting the flame. When Mars enters Pisces, you can take flight with a creative project. If you don't have something fun or hobby-like in the works, then this is the time to pursue such an activity. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the Earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your Earth sign is Taurus. And then there is the Sol sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your life path is confirmed. Your Sol sign is Leo, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading of them all is your rising sign. It's known as the Ascendant in astrology. This is based on your birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your Ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Sagittarius, you could feel way too confined and this driven need to get out of the space that you've called home or to just get out of your local environment. This may be a turning point for realizing that you are ready for a fresh adventure or that you need to change the scenery, if just for a moment, to reset yourself back to center. And this may be brought about by something unfair or uncomfortable going on in your home. Aries season drives up the desire for fun. You don't want to work, you don't want to sit around, you don't want to deal with serious issues. At the very least, give yourself time to engage in your favourite hobbies or to go out with friends, to celebrate, accept any party invitations that come up or go on some dates. You may feel the need to be a little bit more daring and a lot more enthusiastic, where life has seemed to lack those things of late. With this season may come a little bit of drama. So this is childish, silly, playground, selfish drama. And you may change how you think about a few people based on their type of reaction and their behaviours. This could show up at work and co-workers switch up and become quieter once you call something out for what it is. If this winds up as others keeping their distance from you, then it's not the worst result. But all of this intensity adds to the need for a break or to get away. Your financial picture does begin to look brighter, albeit slowly. You can take care of finances in a practical matter, so tending to things in order of importance and urgency is valid. Keep work at work, which allows you to be organized and responsible, and then let your spare time be fully spent doing relaxing, revitalizing, and personally organizing things. When Mars enters Pisces, you aggressively need a better home situation. You need comfort, and you want to get your home and family life in order. This could mean becoming painfully aware of issues between family members, or with them and yourself. Your family may require more attention from you for some reason, and it might be a manipulative reason. This is one of those difficult situations where it's a challenge to see that you're being taken for granted. So stay vigilant with giving too much of yourself when someone is using you to do things that they should be doing. This may also include inflammation and infection in the home, a family sickness or illness that spreads among housemates maybe, or this could be the sudden realization that your home needs some work, there could be some damage, the huge urge and drive to move and change where you live is also a potential. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the Earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel and lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Gemini. And then there's the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your life path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Virgo, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, and it's based on the birth time, and it really lines up the events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Capricorn, you are fully aware of how much is on your shoulders. You may be carrying the load in so many ways, at work, at home, in relationships, and just generally in life. And it can feel like there's no justice, but it is coming once Aries season sets in. You get some respite from everything that's been all high energy outgoings and high responsibility weights for you to carry. Aries season shines a light on your home and family. You may do something new to your home to spruce it up, or you could buy or sell a home, you could move, you could fix something, you could connect more with your family, or you could wind up working from home a little more. You want to feel as though you have a solid home base, and the balance between being at home and being social leans more towards spending time in your own quarters rather than being out and about. This isn't just property and home related. You can also work on building up your inner foundation and getting in touch with your emotions. So this is tapping into things from your childhood and seeing how they may still be impacting you. You'll take life quite seriously now, which makes it a great time for planning long-term projects or for dealing with things that require strong focus. It might even get to the point of taking things so seriously that someone tells you to lighten up. If others are witnessing how intensely your life is moving, then this is a good indicator that you might need to include some more light-hearted activities and events just to balance things out. This could be something like getting your hair done or other similar self-care habits. When Mars enters Pisces, there's a lot that you have to say, and you're more likely to say it. You'll wait for the right gap to say your piece, and your delivery will both pack a punch and also be gently put forward. You've got this increased gift with words, and a conversation that's been suppressed or avoided that needs to be had, you can make that happen now. You feel the need to stay busy and maybe kept busy by a ton of short trips. There's a possibility of being a bit more scatterbrained due to the increase in communication and exchanges with others. So be sure to write things down that are important to keep track of, set alarms, use organizational apps, and be aware that if you are prone to headaches, you could have more of those this week, so try to get enough rest. Get more from your horoscope by listening to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's a sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Cancer. And then there is the soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. This is said to be when your life path is confirmed. Your soul sign is Libra, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading of all is your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology and is based on the birth time. It really lines up with the specific events. If you don't know what your ascendant sign is, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Aquarius, your love life could be on your mind. If you are single, you want to find the right person for you. But that isn't all that easy because people aren't necessarily who they say they are. And if you're in a relationship, your partner may become more distant. They may have more on their plate, and this could impact your feelings or leave you not knowing where you stand. But this is because they may be going through a life-changing event. Aries season gives you a strong mind and opinion. Very, very strong. This is going to be you speaking up, and sometimes this might cause conflict. You not only want to, but you need people to hear what you have to say. So spend time with those who enjoy listening to you, and you'll get the most out of this Sun in Aries transit. Staying busy is key. You can take on many, many tasks, like lots of small things that you have to do all over the place. Things that don't take too long and that they can each be completed quickly. You'll want to master multitasking, and you will multitask your way through this week, which works better than hitting all of the long-term projects and duties because your concentration isn't necessarily great. You do well to just keep your schedule packed. Life feels good that way. You may also want to learn something new, which is best if it's a short-term study, not a long-term thing. And if relevant, day trading may be of interest. Personal obligations call your attention. It could be the women in your family that need support or help, or something to do with your home or your assets may lose value. You could socially isolate yourself over what feels like a bit of a low phase in your experience, where you want things to be going upwards, but it feels like they're kind of regressing. So it's time to slow down. And this is just life showing you by slowing down itself. When Mars enters Pisces, you've got 6 weeks of drive towards finances. You've had enough of the lull. You want more security. You want to feel strong. You want all of your material side to bounce back up. You can work harder at making more money. You may take on a second job, start a side gig. You may pursue some kind of money-making venture. The more money you have, the more secure you feel right now. Be cautious that you don't overspend, because that's a possibility too, just blowing through money quickly. You want more stability, so don't take any silly risks. You want to keep your nose to the grindstone. And the biggest benefits really come for you when working on something that you already have going on, not starting something new. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Leo. And then there's the star sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your life path was confirmed. Your soul sign is Scorpio, and that horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading is your rising sign. This is known as the ascendant in astrology, and it's based on birth time, and it really lines up with events. If you don't know your ascendant sign, plug in your info into the calculator below to find out. This week for Pisces, you could be hit by sickness. Your work could suffer due to illness or even some kind of physical problem that prevents you from feeling able-bodied. And your supervisors at work may not be very helpful or understanding. Every season gives you this drive to focus on money, which may feel difficult if you have had like a few days off of work to recover. But the trick is to budget and to work out your finances so that you feel as though you have more money, which can be done by cutting back somewhere that is an unnecessary expenditure. That's the better option this week, rather than trying to work hard to make more. In life in general, you're keeping yourself to yourself so as to not rock the boat. Despite this being a new season where everyone else is spring cleaning and starting new things, there's very limited newness for you. This is more a continuation of life with just a few gentle adjustments. Or it's that you feel the pressure to work harder to get ahead without being careful and cautious about your need for rest. And if you ignore this too much, your wellness may suffer. So please get good rest this week. There may be a pending period of isolation from relatives. And if you've already felt this kind of wall going up between you and family, it is not coming down anytime soon. When Mars enters your sign of Pisces on the 22nd, you may get a little bit of energy back. In fact, this may actually be the most energetic period you've had in about 2 years. And if it's not literal energy, it's personal drive to do things, to change your life somehow. Make sure you have physical outlets, because you really benefit from a strong workout routine to channel your personal intensity at this time. And having a workout program will save this energy from becoming accident prone or from turning into restlessness. Or worse, this could become argumentative, impulsive, and competitive energy, which rises if you're not able to do something vigorous for your body to spend the extra power you feel. To get more from your horoscope, listen to the sister sign, aka the earth sign. It's the sign opposite yours on the wheel, and it lets you know more about the material earthly happenings this week. Your earth sign is Virgo. And then there's a soul sign, which is the sign the sun was in 3 months before you were born. It's said to be when your life path is confirmed. And your soul sign is Sagittarius. That horoscope lets you know what's going on behind the scenes. And the most event-aligned reading is the one for your rising sign, which is known as the ascendant in astrology, and it's based on birth time. It really lines up the specific events. And if you don't know your ascendant sign, plug your info into the calculator below to find out. That's it for this week. Next week's episode needs very little incentive to watch out for. It's going to be the episode that includes details of the Libra eclipse, which is bound to be intense, as the theme is to do with the ultimate last experience of something. And now, exclusive content is available to subscribe to if you need to know more from the stars. I'll link the Patreon below, or you can join Spotify or Apple subscriptions. Until next episode, bye!